When most people picture a fistfight, they picture boxing. It is one of the oldest and most respected combat sports in the world, built around punches, footwork, and split-second timing. But there is a large difference between winning a match in a ring and protecting yourself during a real attack on the street. In this installment of our martial arts series, we take an honest look at boxing from a survivalist point of view. We trace where it came from, break down what practicing it actually involves, and weigh its real strengths against its real weaknesses. Then we place it within our ranking of the 11 arts. Whether you are just starting your preparedness journey or you are fully prepared and looking to sharpen your skills, this evaluation will give you a clear, practical understanding of what boxing can and cannot do when it matters most. The origins and evolution of boxing. Boxing is one of humanity's oldest recorded fighting arts. Carvings and artwork from ancient civilizations show people fighting with their fists thousands of years ago. The sport gained formal recognition in ancient Greece, where it became part of the Olympic Games around 688 BC. Fighters wrapped leather strips around their hands and battled until one man could no longer continue. The Romans took the practice further and made it more brutal, sometimes adding metal to the hand wraps for gladiator-style contests. When Rome fell, organized boxing faded for centuries. The sport reappeared in England in the 1600s and 1700s during the bare-knuckle era. These fights were rough and had few rules. Matches could last dozens of rounds and ended only when a fighter was knocked down and could not rise. Bare-knuckle boxing rewarded toughness and endurance as much as skill. The turning point came in 1867 with the introduction of the Marquess of Queensbury rules. These rules required padded gloves, set 3-minute rounds, banned wrestling holds, and introduced the 10-second count. This shift transformed boxing from a raw brawl into a regulated sport focused on clean striking and defense. Padded gloves allowed fighters to throw harder punches at the head without instantly breaking their hands, which shaped the fast, high-volume style we see today. That last detail deserves more attention than it usually gets. The glove did not just protect the man being hit. It protected the man doing the hitting, and it quietly changed what boxers are willing to throw. We come back to this. Because modern boxing developed inside a ring with weight classes and referees, its techniques are tuned for a specific environment. Fighters face a single opponent of similar size who is only trying to punch them. This focus produced incredible skill in a narrow area. It also created a mindset built on discipline, composure, and constant pressure testing. That mindset, more than any single punch, is what makes trained boxers dangerous in a confrontation. They are used to getting hit and staying calm, a trait that carries real value far beyond the ring. Core principles and techniques of boxing. Boxing looks simple from the outside, but it rests on a handful of principles that take years to master. Everything begins with the stance and guard. A boxer stands with feet shoulder-width apart, knees slightly bent, and hands raised to protect the chin and face. This balanced position lets a fighter move quickly in any direction while staying ready to attack or defend. Footwork and movement. Footwork is often called the foundation of boxing. Good fighters glide rather than step, keeping their weight balanced so they can strike or escape at any moment. Distance management, the skill of controlling how close an opponent gets, comes directly from footwork. Head movement adds another layer of defense. By slipping, ducking, and weaving, a boxer makes their head a hard target to hit while staying in range to counter. The primary punches. Boxing uses four core punches. The jab is a quick, straight lead hand punch used to measure distance and set up attacks. The cross is a powerful straight punch thrown with the rear hand. The hook is a curved punch aimed at the side of the head or body. The uppercut is an upward strike that targets the chin or midsection at close range. These punches combine into endless combinations. Defense and training. Defense is just as important as offense. Boxers block with their arms, slip punches with head movement, and use counter-punching to strike back the instant an attack misses. Training builds these skills through repetition. Bag work develops power and stamina. Pad work with a coach sharpens accuracy and timing. Sparring, the closest thing to a real fight, teaches fighters to apply everything under pressure against a resisting opponent. Conditioning ties it all together. Boxers train for explosive hand speed, strong cores, and the endurance to keep going when exhausted. For self-defense, the most valuable pieces are footwork, distance control, head movement, and the calm confidence that comes from realistic sparring. These are the elements that hold up when a situation turns real. Boxing and real-world self-defense. Boxing brings serious advantages to a self-defense situation, and it carries real limitations that every prepper should understand. Let us look at both sides honestly. Where boxing shines. The greatest strength of boxing is fast, powerful punching. A trained boxer can end a confrontation with a single well-placed strike before an untrained attacker even reacts. No art on this list produces competent hands faster. 6 months of honest boxing will make you more dangerous at punching range than 3 years of almost anything else. Superior footwork allows a defender to create space, cut off angles, and avoid being cornered. Distance management means a boxer knows exactly when they are in danger and when they are safe, a skill most people completely lack. Head movement is another major asset. The ability to slip a punch instead of absorbing it can prevent a knockout and keep you in control. Perhaps most important is composure. Boxers spar regularly, so getting hit does not cause panic. In a sudden assault, staying calm and thinking clearly may be the single biggest advantage you can have. There is no substitute for having been punched in the face before by someone who meant it. Where boxing falls short. Boxing was built for a specific contest, and its blind spots show up quickly outside the ring. It teaches nothing about grappling. If an attacker grabs you, tackles you, or drags you to the ground, pure boxing offers no answer. On the ground, a boxer is often helpless, and many real assaults end up there. Boxing also has no defense against kicks. Not a bad defense. None. The entire art assumes nothing below the waist is a threat, and an attacker who kicks the legs or knees can dismantle a boxer's balance and range before a single punch is thrown. Then there is the hand. This is the limitation almost nobody takes seriously until it happens to them. Boxers train with wraps and gloves, and both exist because the human hand is a fragile instrument that was never designed to strike a skull. Bare knuckles against a forehead break the small bones behind the fingers with grim reliability. A boxer who throws his best punch in a parking lot may end the fight and lose the use of his hand doing it, and if the fight does not end, he now has one weapon instead of two. Finally, boxing assumes one unarmed opponent. Real attacks may involve multiple attackers, a weapon such as a knife, or an ambush from behind. Boxing does not prepare you for any of these. Picture a scenario. A single aggressor squares up and throws wild punches. Here a boxer thrives, using footwork and counters to shut it down fast. Now change the scenario. Two attackers rush you and one grabs your jacket to pull you down. Boxing alone leaves you exposed. Understanding these limits is not a reason to dismiss boxing. It is a reason to know exactly what it does well and where you need to fill the gaps. Where boxing ranks among the 11. Among the 11 martial arts we evaluate for self-defense, boxing ranks 5th. It is the finest set of hands in martial arts, and it is exactly half of a fighter. What separates the arts above it is not better punching. Nobody punches better than a boxer. It is that they also answer the kick, the takedown, and the ground. Against wrestling. Wrestling sits one place above boxing, and the matchup explains why. A boxer's entire game depends on choosing the distance. Wrestling exists to take that choice away from him. A wrestler who wants to close will close, and once he has your hips, every skill you have spent years building becomes irrelevant. Takedown defense is the most reliable protective skill on this list precisely because it preserves your ability to use everything else. What the wrestler gives up is the ability to hurt you on the way in. A boxer who lands cleanly during that entry may end the encounter before the shot ever arrives. It is a real chance, and it is not a good one to bet your safety on. Wrestling gets the higher spot because controlling where a fight happens beats being excellent in one place. Against kickboxing. Kickboxing sits one place below boxing, which strikes some readers as backwards. Kickboxing does everything boxing does and adds kicks. How does the smaller toolkit win? Because boxing does the shared part better. A kickboxer splits his training across hands and legs. A boxer spends all of it on hands, and it shows in the head movement, the counter timing, and the footwork. Under the adrenaline of a real assault, you will not throw the technique you know. You will throw the technique you have thrown 10,000 times, and for the boxer that technique is a cross that lands. Kicks add range and options. They also raise a leg off the ground on concrete, in the dark, in shoes you did not choose for kicking. Boxing wins on depth. Against Krav Maga. Krav Maga sits at the top of our ranking, and boxing has an uncomfortable relationship with it. Krav Maga borrows boxing's hands, because boxing's hands are the best available. What it adds is everything boxing refuses to look at. The knife. The second man. The friend behind you. The exit. What boxing has that many Krav Maga schools lack is the thing that cannot be simulated. Sparring, every week, against someone trying to hurt you. A boxer knows he does not panic, because he has tested it. Plenty of Krav Maga students only believe it. Where boxing lands. Boxing earns 5th. Its punching, footwork, and composure are elite, and it may be the fastest path to genuinely dangerous hands available to an ordinary person with a job and a family. What holds it back is a narrow focus it makes no apology for. It cannot handle takedowns, ground fighting, kicks, or weapons on its own. Boxing is best viewed as a powerful foundation rather than a complete system. Pair it with a grappling art, and boxing plus wrestling or Brazilian jiu-jitsu covers both standing and ground threats. Few combinations are more practical for the time invested. Where mixed martial arts fits. No single martial art covers every range of a real attack. Boxing gives you the fastest, most reliable hands in any martial art. What it does not give you is any defense against kicks, takedowns, or the ground. An attacker does not care which discipline you chose. A real altercation moves between striking range, clinch range, and the ground without asking permission. This is the reason the most capable defenders cross-train. Mixed martial arts is not a 12th style competing with the 11 for a spot on our list. It is the recognition that these arts were never meant to be exclusive choices. Boxing's hands appear in every serious mixed curriculum on Earth, because nobody has invented anything better. They just do not appear alone. We do not rank mixed martial arts, because ranking it against boxing would be like ranking a toolbox against a very good hammer. Choose the art that fits your body, your schedule, and the school you can actually get to. Build a foundation. Then start filling the gaps. Boxing is a proven, powerful martial art that delivers fast results in punching skill, footwork, and mental toughness. For a survivalist focused on being fully prepared, it offers genuine value against the most common threat there is, which is a single untrained attacker throwing punches. Just remember its limits. Boxing does not prepare you for grappling, kicks, weapons, or multiple attackers, and the bare human hand is far more fragile than the gloved one you train with. Treat it as a strong foundation and pair it with a grappling discipline like wrestling or Brazilian jiu-jitsu to cover the gaps. Trained honestly and combined wisely, boxing can be one of the most reliable tools in your personal defense toolkit, and a confidence builder that carries into every part of preparedness.